feel good. I mean, I get to come out here. It's tough watching practice from the sideline, not being able to participate, not being able to help the team get better. And I mean, I can do that now. I'm back out here.
Do you feel like, hey, this is nice to have two arms on a football field?
They help. They definitely help. Both of them help.
Has your role changed now at all, JD?
Honestly, I think it's the same role as last year. Actually drop, maybe mix up a little bit here and there. But we'll see. We're still trying to figure out roles right now. It's training camp, second day.
Coach said he's seen you make strides as a pass rusher. And obviously you haven't been in pads yet at all. But do you feel like you've gotten better as a pass rusher?
I mean, only time will tell, but I feel like I'm comfortable in the plays that we have. I'm comfortable in doing the job that's asked of me, and I would say that I'm a pretty good pass rusher.
He said you put a move on Joe Thomas yesterday. It was pretty good. What move was it? Do you remember?
I mean, it's – I don't know.
Just run by him or
– It's just a move. I don't know.
How much is the practices different once the pads go on?
It's definitely different. I mean, there's actual contact, and I mean, as defensive guys, we like being able to put pads on people. It's not just the offense running around guys, but we're definitely looking forward to that. Tomorrow's that day.
What do you remember about your first day in pads here, and how was it different than just going through all running through all those practices in the spring?
It's totally different. I mean, this is the first time. Unless the coaches know what kind of player you are. Are you gonna shy away from contact, or are you gonna go in and stick your nose in and hit somebody? And I mean, that's tomorrow. We're gonna see a lot of guys hit and a lot of guys get hit.
Hey, Barkevious, everybody thinks on that defense that this is really gonna be a good defense. That it's that it was on the cusp of doing that last year. How do you feel about it?
I feel like if the guys in this locker room on defense, if we stop the run and we work on other stuff that we were lacking in last year, that we'll be all right.
Where are you as a run defender?
What do you mean?
Do you think you've gotten better? Do you think you're on par with some of the other guys at your position?
Sorry about that. I definitely think I am. I mean, it's a mindset. It's you got to have that attitude that you want to do it, and then the rest of that. I mean, it's not a formula of how to be great at stopping the run. You just got to go stick your head in there and just go make plays.
Do you worry about maybe they're getting a little impatient to see you produce? And Scott Solomon looks like they like him a lot. They draft Orchard. Are you in a different position than you were a year or two ago?
Same position.
But I mean, as far as in the coach's eyes, I don't mean literally the position.
I guess that's not a question for me. That would be a question you have to ask Coach Petter or O'Neal. But it feels like the same position. It feels like I'm being asked to do the same things. And I'm in the same place as last year, I guess.
Do you feel the competition is intensified, though, with those guys?
That was one of the main things that the coaches this year, that's what they harped on. They wanted to bring in competition to every position. We brought in guys at every position to make sure that the best players playing, and you can't just make your way through practices and just lollygag, but that you have to compete and earn your job. And I mean, I think that's going to help us.
You take that as a challenge?
Definitely. I mean, if you don't, you won't be on the field.
Yeah.
But coming out here competing in camp, competing in practices, competing for the starting job on every Sunday. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I could see practices dictating who plays and who starts at every position. I mean.
So you think you benefit from that?
Definitely. It helps the team get better.
Barkevious, can you see, how Terrell Pryor could be a nightmare matchup, over the middle?
Definitely. He's a big guy, and he's fast, and that's going to be a mismatch on smaller DBs. It's a taller, a bigger DB. He's going to be slower, so it's just a matchup nightmare.
And what have you seen from Josh McCown so far?
He's putting the balls in the right places. He's looking good. I know y'all saw that run he had today. Shocked everybody. We didn't know he was going to run. Didn't know he was going to do that. But he looked good. He looked agile, fast.
Did you call Josh McCown a team leader? Is he very vocal?
Definitely. He's the guy that not just the offense, but, I mean, the defense. We look up to him. I mean, he's a guy that's been in the league a long time. He's been doing it the right way for a long time, and he has a lot to offer, not just the young guys, but everyone on this team.
When you talk the additions up front on line with Shelton and Starks and Cooper and guys like that, what does that mean for you guys back there?
It means we got a lot of guys that can rotate, come in and out, and help us stop the run. I mean, can't do anything but help.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt in your mind that those run defense numbers will improve from last year.
We'll see.
When you talk about McCown's run, I mean, is he more mobile and athletic than you
thought?
I think
that a lot of people thought of him. He's a lot more mobile, a lot more agile than a lot of people thought he was. And he looked good.
Can I just ask you this? Oh, I'm sorry. Can I just ask you this? That you might have answered this earlier, but was it a tough mental thing to go through last year, knowing that, you know, I'm hurt, I'm out there playing, and boy, if I only had both arms to work with here, what everybody would see. Was that being a physical problem? Was it a mental thing too?
Not really. I mean, I went in every game knowing that. I mean, it's either going to come up or it's not going to go up. I mean, if it goes up, that's great. I can wrap up. But if it doesn't, I mean, I have to do what I can to get the ball carrier down. I mean, it's I guess it really wasn't an issue.
Okay. I was just wondering if you had seen McCown's hoop skills or
he's
played
nice.
Against him.
Oh, he's nice, yeah. Yeah, he shocked me. I was guarding one time, and I was kind of going to shy away. I was like, he's a quarterback. Not going to D him up. He made his move on me. I'm like, oh, okay. You get it next time. But I mean, he's a pretty good player.